reporting from Marion County on KMUZ Turner. This is Waste Matters on the Air, the show that talks trash about waste and how to prevent it.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's the fourth Thursday of the month, so you must be listening to Waste Matters on the Air on KMUZ at 88.5 and 100.7 FM, the show that delves into issues around waste and how to prevent it. I'm your host, Alan Pennington, a waste reduction coordinator with Marion County Environmental Services, and I'm here in the studio today with my guests, Stacy and David Swiderski. But first, before we get to talking to them, I've got a couple of important announcements and dates that you need to know about. Well, tonight, we invite you to join the Salem Sleeping Bag Project for some serious upcycling for the homeless every Thursday evening at the Broadway Coffee House in Salem from 6 to 8 p.m. If you can cut, crochet, or sew, they'll put your skills to good use, creating sleeping bags and mats for those in need. For more information, visit Salem Sleeping Bag's Facebook page. Simply search Salem Sleeping Bag Project, and then you'll find them. And, you know, they're every Thursday evening, and they would love to have your help. And another event that's going to be coming up, and it seems like way off now, but I just want you to mark your calendars for November 22nd. The Salem Progressive Film Series is going to be showing a film called Death by Design. And this is a very interesting film that we in Public Works Environmental Services have sponsored because it talks about the importance of reuse and how some organizations have fought to overcome barriers in being able to find ways to reuse and repair objects that would normally be tossed out. That event, that film will be taking place on November 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Grand Theater in downtown Salem on High Street. That'll be at 7 p.m. that evening. And what's going to be great about that is we're going to have Skyping in a fellow who was one of the founders of iFixit.com, which they talk about in the film, which you'll find very fascinating. Anyway, mark your calendars now. That's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So as many of you remember, I head up Marion County's Earthwise programs, which is a free program for businesses or nonprofits who want to find ways to reduce waste and conserve resources, and hopefully save some money too. Earthwise also offers a certification for these organizations that receive that should they wish to take the steps to achieve it. These steps would include such things as recycling, waste reduction on site, energy and water conservation, and green purchasing. So since I do the Earthwise thing and have this radio show, I pretty much combine the two to bring you, and I think you'll agree, some pretty interesting people and businesses who just happen to be Earthwise certified. Because let's face it, not every organization, profit or nonprofit, are trying their best to be as environmentally sustainable as they can. The cool thing about Earthwise businesses is they have that third-party certification that says they're doing certain things, important things, to be mindful of their environmental place in the world. Which brings me to my guests today, and that is David and Stacy Swiderski of Mid Valley Oral, Maxillofacial, and Implant Surgery. So, David and Stacy, so glad you guys could come in today and be with us. And we'll start with you, Stacy. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and anything sure. You want to let us know?
Yeah. My name is Stacy Swiderski, and I work for Mid Valley OMS, Mid Valley Oral, Maxillofacial, and Implant Surgery with my husband, Dr. Swiderski. And we've been in Salem for about 8 years and love it here, and here we are.
And you've got children.
Yes, three kids. One in ninth grade, a sixth grader, and a kindergartner. So we have a range. But
that is a range.
Yeah.
And you guys are originally from?
Kind of all over. I'm from Utah originally, and my husband's from California. But we've spent quite a bit of time in the Midwest. So 4 years in Indiana and 6 years in Minnesota.
Okay, so all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Dr. Dave, how about you?
Well, I want to say thank you for having us here for an interview to discuss Earthwise. We've been in Salem since 2009. I'm an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. You'll see me mostly for wisdom tooth removal or dental implant placement. My training took me, as Stacy mentioned, all around the country. My dental training, well, my undergrad training was at University of Utah in Salt Lake City. Go Utes. Indiana University School of Dentistry and then Mayo Clinic for surgical and medical training.
Yeah. So you're both an MD and a DDS.
Right. About half of the oral surgeons that you'll see have both degrees.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So I guess there's all sorts of specialties and like in everything else in medicine and in the dental world, and yours really is that. It's mostly you do the big surgical stuff. So you get a lot of referrals, I guess.
Right, right. When general dentists feel a little uncomfortable with the procedure or aren't familiar with the procedure, they'll send it to a surgeon like myself.
Mm-hmm. I always loved I used to read Mad Magazine when I was a kid, and there was a one I just loved where a dentist is putting all this stuff into a guy's mouth, and then he fills it up, and he's got all these things hanging out of it. And so he looks down at the guy and goes, "So, tell me about how's the family?" So I always think of that but it doesn't seem like you guys do that anymore.
Please. No, we still do that. we fill patients full of stuff and then start asking them questions. I'm actually quite good at understanding what people say when they have gauze in their mouth.
Uh-huh. You must be really good with babies since they're hardly interpret. They sound kind of like people with gauze in their mouth.
Yes.
First start out
yes.
talking. So, yeah. Well, cool. I am so glad you guys could come in, and I'm really tickled. You guys just got Earthwise certified this year. And I was really happy to hear that you guys were interested because I met Stacy at a continuing ed group that you have with some of the other dental clinics, and one of them being Spinnaker over on 12th Street, who also had gotten Earthwise certified right before you had, and you were interested in the program. And you guys have taken a lot of steps, which is why you're here today, because we want to learn some about those. But always, I'm also very curious, and a lot of times so is the general public. So, what makes you guys this way? I mean, why do you guys take these steps? Why are you doing these green things? What do you guys want to, either one?
Jeez. Yeah, where did it start? I think just little by little, everywhere we've lived, we've picked up pieces along the way. Coming to Oregon has been really helped develop our green sense. Just starting, I remember in Utah, we didn't even recycle at all. It wasn't even an option. And just coming here and getting the giant recycling cans, it just little by little, step by step, we've just started adopting these things. And at mm-hmm. the study club meeting, when I did meet you, I remember being super excited. I didn't know Earthwise was even a thing. And I remember going home that night and saying, I'm going to do this. Like, we can do this. And we were fortunate in our situation. We can talk about that later. But I love it. I love the idea of it. I love it. So,
mm-hmm. Do you have anything to add, Dave?
Well, I think one of the biggest things was just the locations that we were living in. When we moved to Minnesota for training, that's when we first got introduced to recycling. They had an extra recycling can, so we decided to start recycling. And then here in Oregon, it's recycling is so ingrained in the society mm-hmm. and in the communities that it was very easy to do so.
Mm-hmm. And I feel the same way, because when I came to moving from Arkansas and then overseas, where recycling is very primitive, coming here, and it truly is, as we say in the business, recycling is a gateway drug to environmentalism, I think. But we live in such an incredible, this is such a beautiful area. The Willamette Valley is stunning. And I know Utah is also a very beautiful state. And I mean, you think of the national landmarks that are there.
Yeah.
But it is we're lucky to be here. So I'm glad that we've got folks like you that are taking care of business, so to speak. So, but you guys took a very circuitous way to become Earthwise certified, because you turned a personal disaster upside down. And I'm referring, of course, to the fire that happened a couple of years ago. So would you guys tell us a little bit about that history, about how that all what happened? What am I talking about?
Sure, I'll field that one. So my oral surgery practice burned last May 2016 due to a bark dust fire. The fire had started outside and kind of smoldered all day long, and the building was lined in cedar, so it lit the cedar on fire and then got into the attic, started burning the structure. Salem Fire was called by one of the neighbors. They came and put it out. but then the fire rekindled several hours later, and the fire was very hot and in the attic, and it swept through and just burned the majority of the building. So we had to reconstruct. I'll tell you, it was an awful feeling getting that phone call at, I think it was at 2 in the morning, saying there's been a fire at your office, can you come quickly? And I remember thinking hopefully it wasn't that bad, but as I approached and the road was blocked off, I knew we had quite the situation. Mm-hmm. So the building was mostly a total loss. We have reconstructed it. And in the process of reconstructing it, we wanted to make it as green as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tell folks where that building is, the address.
It's 1565 Liberty Street Southeast. So as you're coming north into the city, as you take the S turn, we're just a few blocks in on the left. Mm-hmm. All of last year you would see the fencing around it, and now the fencing is down and the new building is in place.
Yeah, so if you were remember seeing that but really didn't know who or what or why, that'll probably jog your memory. That was a great description there of what happened. And I remember seeing it, and boy, there just wasn't a whole lot left afterwards. So you guys took quite a hit on the stuff that was in there. And were you able to salvage some of it?
Some items we salvaged.
Very few.
In some areas, the fire went over the top of some of the surgical instruments, which are used to a lot of heat anyway because we sterilize them. But if it's plastic or if it's cloth or something, it's a loss. You can never get the smoke smell out of mm-hmm. some of those things, even if it wasn't burned.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, if the audience ever gets a chance to go into your building now, you've got a few of those artifacts left. You've made mm-hmm. some neat little shadow boxes to display some of the items that were recovered there. So that's kind of cool in a way. But, you know, you guys took advantage of that opportunity to, because you rebuilt. And when you rebuilt, you added some features that are much more environmentally friendly, mm-hmm. especially when we think about energy. So can you guys address that?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, as unlucky as we were pretty lucky to sit down and say, okay, what have you always wanted? This is our opportunity to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And so, and we knew we wanted to make it as efficient as possible. We knew we wanted to not burn again. We wanted to be a place where we could be for a very long time. And we were lucky to do that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
The original building was from 1991, and it was up to 1991 building standards. But we had high electrical bills, high heating, high cooling bills. So we knew from the very start I wanted to super insulate the building, keep everything in, either heat in or cool in. We wanted to have two-stage furnaces. We wanted to have as high efficiency AC as we could. We wanted the windows not to allow a lot of sunlight in or a lot of heat out. I knew that I wanted to do LED lighting to try to keep the power bill as minimal as possible because, yeah, we had $400 electrical bills with T12 fluorescent bulbs before, and I just did not want to do that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and you certainly did. I mean, going through there, it's a really nice structure. It's amazing that building had been, I guess, probably remodeled in 91, don't you think? Or was it had been rebuilt?
No, it was a new building in 91.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we remodeled it in 2015, just a few months before the fire.
So, oh, my gosh. That hurts, right?
We've been doing construction for a long
time. Yes, that hurts.
But we know a lot now. So.
Yes. So you've added a lot of better insulation, a lot more windows, super efficient, and you've got a lot of features in there. But you also took advantage of the some water conservation and stormwater runoff, which are practices in Earthwise businesses, and talk about your outdoor landscaping, because it doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but in my world it is a big deal because you guys have some features in your landscaping that are important environmentally. Yeah. Can you?
Well, we know we knew we didn't want to go back to bark dust.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
yes.
The big no-no. So we searched out many options and just ended up going with stone. So we mm-hmm. have nice stone outside with lots of drip irrigation, mm-hmm. Not a lot of sprinklers, and just a lot of – we wanted to be low maintenance with lots of local plants that can easily grow there.
Yes.
So we've tried to – keep it, nice and low maintenance, and
that's what you want.
Low water.
And that's the Earthwise thing. That's why I brought that up, is because, your water efficiency there is amazing, because you have drip. In fact, when I went, and one of the things I always do at the beginning, before I even walked in your building, I always take a look, try to go into your garbage cans first, and then I look at the landscape and just kind of see what you've got. And I had a hard time finding the sprinkler heads. They're pretty well hidden. Whoever installed them did a good job. And again, they're plants that don't require a lot of water, so they're established and they're doing really well, and it looks good.
Yeah.
So you've done outstanding there. So I just want to say that if you were just turned in, you're listening to KMUZ at 88.5 and 100.7 FM, and we're here today with David and Stacy Swiderski of I'm going to read it because it's the Mid Valley Oral Maxillofacial and Implant Surgery Office, and I'm your host, Alan Pennington. So thank you for joining in. So we're talking about their building right now, and one of the things that they did when they rebuilt was they decided they were going to start generating their own electricity. So they went solar. Mm-hmm. So is that something you guys had planned at one point to do before the fire, or was that? Or is this a new thought?
We had never planned to do it before the fire, but when the fire happened, obviously we had the opportunity to do it. My neighbor actually inspired me to think more about solar. He had placed solar panels on his house, I think in 2013 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed very straightforward. The company was in a few days, and they were done, and they were kind of hidden on his south roof. And I had always kind of wanted to do that. We thought about doing it at our house, but we have an east-west roof, so it's not as ideal. And then, of course, when the building burned down, we just said, okay, we're going to do it.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And so you've got quite a few. How many panels do you have altogether?
We have 104 panels on the roof. We have almost 30-kilowatt system, and the roof has southern exposure, east exposure, west exposure. We went with all black panels, so they kind of melt into the rooftop. It's very stealthy. It's hard to see them up there.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And so far, I mean, they haven't been operating for that long. So what kind of results are you getting?
We had hoped that we would generate maybe 60% to 80% of our in-office electricity. But we were very surprised to find out that in the summer months, with all of the efficiency things that we had done, we were actually had a surplus, which we sold back to PG&E.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of electrical bills where we have $90 and $100 credits on them, which was very surprising with the air conditioners even going, that we could be so efficient.
That is amazing. Yeah. That is. That's boy, that's a that speaks loudly. And, it also, folks, it just kind of reminds us of how efficient solar panels are now. I mean, they've really upped their game. They get a lot of bang for their buck. So, but speaking of that, what about, did you guys get any figures on return on investment? How long do you think it will take? I mean, if you were to keep this up, it would be pretty fast. But how many years out do you think before will it pay for itself?
The company that placed the solar for us projected about 3 years for a return on investment. We took advantage of Energy Trust of Oregon credits as well as accelerated depreciation through the federal government. So all in all, it has not been a huge financial impact to be able to place the solar on the roof.
Anybody that doesn't jump at a chance for a 3-year return on investment or something like that long term, they'd have to have their head examined, and you'd be in the wrong business. Well, you're kind of looking at the head, but the lower portion of it. But that's a heck of a deal, and that's what an efficient system that is. That's a great story. So I guess I'm happy for you. I hope you're happy too. So,
well, we're really excited to see what it will do in, of course, the winter months. And with the clouds that we've been having the past couple of days, of course, the production is way down, but the air conditioner's off. So I'm excited to see what the September and the October bills come out, see if we're still producing surplus and selling it back to the grid.
Mm-hmm. And they're also going to be wearing down feathered scrubs all winter, so they won't have to use their heat.
Exactly.
So another area of in Earthwise is waste reduction. That's the part that really gets our little hearts a beating. For example, one of the legacies of the Obama administration was the switch to medical records that had to be electronic, trying to get away from the paper. And there was a lot of heartache and problem for some businesses making that adjustment, because especially people that had 30 years of paper records and suddenly switching over, that you can see where that would have been tough. But there are some results that. Or there's some benefits to that. And I'm not going to think about the terms of being able to share records, but I'm thinking of for waste reduction. Can you guys have any idea of how you can – you got any numbers on that or idea about decrease in paper use maybe?
Well, one of the first things we did when we bought the practice was to go to electronic charts, and it's fantastic. I would recommend it for every office.
It's very painful
to switch.
To make the switch. But once the switch is done,
the benefits
are huge.
Yeah. You're not fighting over charts. You're not looking for charts. You're not filing charts. Multiple people can be looking at one chart at the same time. So just for that benefit alone, it's been great.
And in the off chance that your office burns to the ground,
yes,
you still have your charts.
Yes. And how many file cabinets do y'all have in your office?
Very few.
Not many.
Yeah, they're disappearing.
Yeah.
In fact, our surplus over at Public Works in Marin County is we've got plenty of them. People are just not saving paper files.
We don't have any. We have some drawers that are pretty empty, but no file cabinets.
It's funny that you mention that, because when we redesigned the building, we purposefully put in fewer drawers for filing, because with the fire we have gone to – we were paperless since 2009 for charting, but we would keep certain items and things. But now we basically scan and shred all documents. So we just have PDF files of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have two filing cabinets in my office, and there's hardly anything in them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe a sandwich for lunch or something.
Yeah.
Maybe a sandwich for lunch or something.
Something they were designed for. Yeah. So how many employees do you guys have over there?
We have about 10.
10.
Yeah.
And so how do you guys keep them up to speed on, because when you go Earthwise, there's certain things, practices you're going to do, and how do you guys share that information with your staff?
Sure. We have a great staff, and some of them are actually very interested in being green themselves at home and like to carry that on in the office. But we've talked about it at staff meeting and just talked about the things that we do. And we have recycling cans around, and everyone loves being electronic. I don't know.
Yeah, we pick water bottles out. We offer water bottles to waiting room guests, and we pick them out of the garbage, and we recycle the water bottles. We discuss it at monthly staff meetings, but also we say, this is what we're doing here at the office, but here's things that you can do at home. For instance, you can place your pizza boxes in the green recycle bin, and the staff had no idea that you could do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we try to bring it up at meetings as well.
Very cool. So I think successful Earthwise businesses do just what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. So is there kind of coming to a close here, but is there anything that we missed that you want to share that I should have said?
I was going to say, to reduce waste, we also do a lot of our own laundry in-house instead of using disposable gowns. We'll use ones that we can use multiple times to help with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been pretty great.
Yeah.
And that was a practice that we picked up from the surgeon I bought the practice from, Dr. Gary Pedersen. He had tried to be very Earthwise and green in his practices.
Mm-hmm.
So he really tried to avoid disposable things, and we have just kept that going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good on ya.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys – and I just – hope I never have to come in there to be surgicalized on. But if I do, I will definitely come to you guys, knowing that I will have the greenest surgical office around, I suppose, in the dental field. But so if there's any magical scalpel wand that existed, what would you – and you had one sustainability wish. What would it be?
Solar for everybody.
Solar for everybody.
I think solar is just so wonderful, and the benefits that we've had have been so great.
I like that. That's a good wish. Yeah. Stacy, you got anything different?
Just keep trying one thing at a time. Don't try to jump all in. Just keep trying, and you'll get there.
That's a good piece of information to pass on or advice. Well, I'd like to thank you both for coming in today, for sharing the time and knowledge with us that you've passed on. And folks, who've been listening to KMUZ, reaching parts of Marion, Polk, and Linn counties via 88.5 FM and deep into Soul Central Salem and Kaiser on 100.7. So join me for our next show here on KMUZ on Thursday, October 12th at 1 o'clock p.m., where we'll talk trash and ways to avoid it during another fabulous episode of Waste Matters on the Air. And of course, KMUZ.org's website has podcast archive of all of our shows, as well as others. And you can always contact us. We'd love to hear from you. Just email us at environmentalservices@co.marion.or.us. Check us out on Facebook or YouTube. Just search Marion County Environmental Services and you'll find us. It's pretty easy. As an old Roman philosopher once chiseled, unless it's peace and quiet, if you don't need it, then don't buy it.